welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento is a food town surrounded by prime ag land. The region offers up a wealth of locally grown and raised ingredients, from produce to meat, everything in between. But it is pork, namely bacon, that will be on the menu everywhere this week in Sacramento as the 14th annual Bacon Fest gets underway. We're going to find out what's on the menu this week for bacon lovers and hear how you can participate in the fun. Brian Guido is the founder of Bacon Fest. Becky Grunewald is a freelance food and culture writer and a judge. And Dennis Sidnor is a chef and will be competing for the main battle for the Guido Cup on Sunday at Mulvaney's. I will be a judge as well. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I want to go back for a trip down memory lane, Guido. You're one of the original founders of Bacon Fest back in 2012. Why? What was the impetus for bacon in Sacramento?
I was noticing a lot of places in town that were sourcing really good ingredients restaurant-wise and getting working with local farms and using best stuff they could get, and then also practicing seasonal and regional menus. And I thought that I wanted to find a way that to help support them and promote what they did. And this is before the whole farm to fork thing came out. And so I kind of had this idea, and I went over to Patrick Mulvaney and discussed this idea with him. And he says, yeah, I'm in. And so he kind of gave me some ideas how to start it up. The first year was chaotic and was way bigger than I expected it to be, but it's obviously worked. Now it's been like 14th year, so it's been a good ride.
Why do you keep doing it?
Well, I really don't know. I keep doing it because I still believe in what I believed back then, and if not more now, because there's much more restaurants that are doing that, and it's a good way to support the restaurants. I love it because it's community. That's what it's really all about, and it's a good way to support the farmers out there, including the ranchers and everybody else. And it's a really fun event, and people seem to be into it, and
And Guido's a huge supporter of and connector of the restaurant community. He's the most industry guy that's not an industry guy.
It's odd.
How did you get involved in all of that or become passionate about it?
Really, it was about going to restaurants and recognizing what the food they're bringing out was and where the food was coming from, and realizing that, hey, maybe I should spend a little bit more on the ingredients that I'm getting. And it kind of changed the ways that I go and buy stuff now. Like, I buy pretty much all my vegetables from the farmers markets. Mm-hmm. I buy all my eggs from the farmers market, and I don't really eat much protein, but it's always good.
Becky, you're a food and culture writer. Why do you think Bacon Fest has stood the test of time, and why it's such a great event for Sacramento?
Yeah, it rode that whole bacon wave that was happening at the beginning of Bacon Fest, when people were getting bacon tattoos and bacon was really trending culturally. Right. But because it is such a good quality event, and because of the restaurant connections, it has stood the test of time, even when bacon's possibly not as trendy as it used to be.
Dennis, you're a chef. You're going to be competing. Have you done this before? Are you nervous, excited?
Yeah, this will be my fourth Bacon Fest. I'm extremely excited. I remember when Guido rolled this thing out. I was working at Grange under Brad Checky at the time and Michael Toohey. And I remember, you know, just the camaraderie that was elicited from this event, right? It's like everyone's coming by each other's restaurants. They're talking crap to each other. It's like, who doesn't want to make the best bacon? I mean, like, bacon turns vegan people's heads. So, you know what I mean? Like, to be a part of it, I'm extremely excited, not nervous at all, because whether I win or lose, I get to connect with some of the homies, right? Like, we're all busy in our own kitchens. Mm-hmm. So this is an excuse to get out and see your friends that you don't get to see that often, and, you know, connect with the community and things like that. So, you know, I want to win by all means. The day of, I'll be talking probably the most crap to the other chefs, but honestly, it's just fun.
That was going to be my next question. I'm like, of course there's camaraderie. I mean, it's a small town. You all know each other. It's fun. But I was going to ask, like, how competitive does it actually get?
It actually truly is. I mean, like, there are other things that happen in town, and there are some, you know, national and international events that take place, but this is a hometown thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, we talk crap to each other throughout the year. Like, Nagina won last year. I love her, but I'm still angry with her for winning. She was right next to me.
Yeah.
How did she beat me? No, but I mean, you know what I mean? And so, and then like there's some new names that are going to be in there. Nick Duren, you know, and Diana from Happy Takeout. And, you know, there's some cats going to be there that I'm excited just to see them out of their kitchens and in this arena and you know, just to rib them a little bit. Maybe knock something off their table. I don't know.
How much prep do you do? Like mental preparation, trying to think about what dish you want to make to compete with?
Kitchen. This industry. It's like light bulbs. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was telling them I was working with another chef, and he made a chorizo paste out of a book that was given to him by Guido, and I was like, "That's what I'm doing. My flavor is going to be that." Now, what all component wise are going to be there? It's I don't know. You get inspiration. Some again, it could be a light bulb moment. You could be brushing your teeth, and you could be like, "Oh, I'm going to make a bacon foam." You know what I mean? Like. That's how it happens.
That's awesome. So, Guido, if people want to go to the Guido Cup on Sunday, they can. Tickets are still for sale. What should people know? What are they in for?
We basically, another reason why that differentiates our place is we give people, the chefs, like the most expensive product, which is a half hog from River Dog Farms, which is one of the best farms around. And so, you know, a lot of people expect these chefs to put all this work in, and I realize and appreciate all that. So we figured we'd at least give them the most expensive part to do that. So you're going to get food from 8 really good chefs around town who are all using the same hog, doing different stuff. So plenty of food. You're going to have an extra food from Mulvaney's that always does this cured whole half of hog and carves it on a carving station and makes sandwiches out of it. You're going to get 2 beer or wine tickets. You're going to get a cocktail and that our friend Andrew Calisterio made. There's a DJ that's going to be there. Our friend Adam Sake is going to be emceeing the event. And it's a good, fun time. It's a very community event, and you get to hang with a bunch of chefs and taste great food and hang out with some other people on a beautiful day in a beautiful place.
And where else can you get 3 drinks and a meal for $80?
Right, seriously.
Yeah. It's from 8 of the best chefs in Sacramento at that, so you definitely want to bring your appetite. I am so excited that I'm going to be a judge. I can't wait. Becky, I mean, what tips do you have for first-time judges like myself?
Yeah, I think this is my 7th time judging, if I'm correct on
do
that.
Do I eat breakfast?
Yeah, definitely you do. That would be a beginner's move to skip breakfast, but don't have any bacon. Have a moderate breakfast. Hydrate. Bacon is very salty. And just pace yourself and have a good time. Maybe meditate a little bit on your ideal, platonic ideal of bacon before you come in to make sure you're in the right headspace.
What do you enjoy being part of this since it's been several years now for you?
Yeah, I love the event. Kind of schmoozing with the chefs is really fun. And with the dishes, I'm just looking for that right balance of kind of flavors, not just salt, but like some acidity, some brightness, and past winners in their bacon dish. That's always what they had, was that balance of flavors.
Is there one or 2 dishes over the years that, you know, you still dream about?
I remember Patrick made something that was like a Flamin' Hot Cheetos, like a riff, and that always sticks out. So Patrick Mulvaney would always do something a little bit witty and entertaining, so that stands out.
I wouldn't think a riff on a Flamin' Hot Cheeto from Patrick Mulvaney, but that's awesome. How about you, Guido? Anyone bubble up to the top? Any bacon dishes?
I remember Grange did a corned pork, which was really good. I think I'm trying to remember who did that. Also, Kelly from Magpie, who's the only one to sweep all categories in 1 year win it. He did some other stuff, some corn stuff as well, and his bacon stuff was great. So those are great. Jason Acevedo's the only one to win it twice, and so he's made some great dishes. There's been some. I haven't had bacon in about 6.5 years. But
isn't that crazy?
Vegetarian?
No, I'm not vegetarian. But I believe in the event, you know, and I still believe in what it's about, and I really hope that people come out and help us out and support it.
Dennis, what has been your favorite dish that you put up over the years competing?
Let's see, it was my 2nd year. I won best bacon, and that was with the jerk bacon. Beck said, is like you have to have depth, right? Like if it's just like you're straight up just sugar or whatever, like, and I think that's what helped me to win that year was just like I don't know, 12 different listed ingredients, but literally through the chew, you could taste all different ingredients. So it's all about balance.
Is bacon easy to work with, or is it a challenge to be creative and to keep it fresh every year?
No, I think at its core, right, it's a smoked piece of pork belly, right, with some cure on it. It's not, I don't find it challenging at all. I embrace the fact that is like, how can I make this nuanced, right? How could it just not be like your standard Hormel crap, right? Like, this is, again, an amazing product. And I think that's, one of the most important aspects is, like Guido said, is they're giving you half a hog from one of the best producers in the region of pork. And it's our responsibility just to treat it with respect and just try to, you know, highlight the fact that this is pork and it should taste like pork, but then also, like, how nuanced can you get without getting too crazy?
And that's not the only event. I mean, that's like the main one on Sunday. But in the last minute or so that we have, Guido, what are the other bacon-related festivities that are planned? Because things kick off on Wednesday.
Yeah, we have opening party at the Grange on Wednesday. They're going to be making special cocktails. And the thing is you go up there and you buy the cocktails and you get free food. Mm. It's kind of tapas, nice. Pincho style. Yeah. And so they also got one of the half hogs there, too. So they're going to have plenty of food. There's going to be other chefs there that are competing. They're going to be hanging out. There's going to be a DJ there. And then on Thursday, we have a skee-ball tournament at Nitty Cider. And the winner gets two tickets to the final event. For the past couple of 3 years, it's been the same family.
Oh, really?
And they like talking crap to each other playing, too, which is fun to watch. And then Friday night's the annual Kevin Bacon tribute show at the Torch Club.
I love that. Friday night at Torch Club. And then, of course, and then Bacon Snack Attack at the Golden Bear on Saturday.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of surprises still with that to come that I'm not sure.
TBD.
But I understand TBD. There's going to be a lot of pig ears involved.
Okay. Well, Guido, Becky, and Dennis, it really has been a treat. And it was great meeting you. And I look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday for the big day.
I can't wait to sit beside you at the judge table.
I cannot wait. And Dennis, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I look forward to the win.
Nice one.
Brian Guido is the founder of Bacon Fest. Becky Grunewald is a freelance food and culture writer and judge. And Dennis Sidnor is a chef and will be competing in the main battle for the Guido Cup on Sunday at Mulvaney's. I am a judge as well. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.